Put on CB radio.
Beginning verse number three.
A lot of people have
CB radios.
Thank
you for being here. God bless you.
And if you had a CB, you had to have a handle.
See Sister Stevens here today. God bless you, Sister Stevens. Amen. Good to have Kirk and Kelly here today. God bless y'all and your kiddos.
Came up with his handle and he wasn't getting much response.
Amen. Good to have Brother Hunt home.
Why didn't have many people calling
him. Amen. We get to see him every 2 weeks.
What's your name?
Hope we get to keep him 2 weeks before they ship out again.
The Guppy.
Amen. But good. I'm glad you're here. God bless all of you.
We had a lot
good to have Brother Foster here.
So he called himself
after
a guppy. So he has to know what.
Amen.
He wants to talk to a guppy.
That's all right.
It's call okay yourself Tiger Tamer after the tiger here fish. And he changed his name. And guess what?
Amen.
He became very popular.
Whatever else you want to do.
So names mean something.
All right. We're going to turn to the song.
It's very interesting. There's a fruit.
Number
called
8, verse number 3.
What do they call that thing? A kiwi fruit.
David said, when I consider...
You know what it used to be called?
Thy heavens.
It used to be called
the work of
fruit.
Our fingers, the moon and the stars.
And nobody would eat it.
Which
nobody
thou hast ordained.
Fruit, but they started to call it kiwi.
What is man?
And that sounds so exotic.
That thou art mindful of him.
And in that, just the name.
And the son of man.
That
thou visitest him.
And so it made,
thou hast
like
made him a little lower than the angels,
changed the name,
and has crowned.
So we know
him.
Them that names are very important.
Glory
and the
and
name
honor
of our deity
thou
is,
made us
is there
to
have
dominion
in Bible times.
The works of thy hands,
I
thou
think
hast
names carried even
put
more
all
significance
things
than
under
they do now.
His feet, all the sheep and oxen,
a lot
yea,
of things
and the beasts
would
of the field. The fowls of the air, the fish of the sea.
The name Benoni was the name
the
that Rachel gave to
sea
her
oh
son
Lord,
when
our
she
Lord,
was right before she
how
died after giving childbirth.
Is thy name.
And
she,
that name means son of my sorrow.
Amen.
Now,
this is a haunting question. I go back to it every now and then. What is man?
People call me son of my sorrow.
That God.
So that's what she
is
called
mindful
her son.
Of
son of my sorrow.
The Lord
and,
bless you.
You know,
you
another
may
lady, she named her son Ichabod. The glory of the Lord is the
as
God.
A shepherd.
That wouldn't be a good name either, would it?
David spent considerable
their names
time
mean something. And that's why
in
I really like
fields
when I'm studying the Bible, if I have
and then,
access
as evening
to,
grew into night,
the source that I can look up names,
he would
I
watch
like
as the sun
means
sank into
and,
its cradle. So
names
really mean
west
something in Scripture.
And
so watch
Rachel
as night came
son
on.
Son of my sorrow.
And then the blackness
Jacob
of the
like
midnight,
name, so
God would
to Benjamin,
stud the heavens with stars
the right hand or
and with the light of the
power
moon.
And
he would
I
look
like
up
that
at
a whole
that
lot better.
Vast
I'd
array.
Whole lot better be called Benjamin rather
and
than
see God's glory.
Benoni. And so
in the daytime,
I guess if you just shorten it to Ben,
he would
be
watch the
one
sun make its trek across
but
the
but
sky.
That simply means the sun up.
Times ben clouds would come.
And so with
son of
slash
my right
of
hand
lightning
that became
the
name
that we know him
thunder
by.
And David would look
and
at that and
in Scripture name sometimes meant a character
I've,
change
I've
and that was what
that
happened
have you ever
with the name
that
of Jacob. Have you ever looked up
the name Jacob
means
of the heavens
catcher,
and
a
felt
kind of
small
or deceiver
have you ever looked at all of that?
Those,
thought,
of course,
my,
not.
My goodness, what a world.
Then I guess they named him that because
that's what
he was
David
twin,
he was contrasting
and,
the vastness
when his, twin
and
brother
the glory
was born first,
and the majesty
reached out and grabbed a hold
and
of
the
his
beauty feet of the heavens.
And
then
and
he
and I guess
at himself
he was saying
he said,
to Esau and to the whole world, you beat me,
that
but
thou
but
art
not
mindful
much
of him.
I'm going to be on your heels the rest of your life.
When you
he
did
on
that
an airplane. He was very
and as
much
you began to climb into the heavens.
Conniver.
One of the first
planner,
things that's going to disappear from your view.
A schemer.
His people.
And that's how he lived his life. And
I mean, they'll look
to
like
a great
ant
extent
a little while, and then all of a sudden they won't
see them at all. But God has a way of handling that.
And then you'll see cars like little matchbox cars.
We have to understand,
and
you know,
they'll disappear.
People trucks don't get disappear. We don't get away with things.
And as you climb into the heavens,
think, well, you know,
suddenly
I,
you can't see
I'm
any
smart,
of that
I'll
stuff.
Be
it's there.
God, you know what God does?
You can't see
he hooks
any of
you up with somebody worse than
buildings
you are.
Disappeared.
And that's what it did in Jacob's case. Several miles. And
it really
doesn't
on the earth is significant.
And
yet God,
invented the word
in his glory, still
and,
looks
so
down.
So he really
and
suffered
these little old critters.
And, but still
creatures,
God blessed him because he promised him that he was going
on
to
the face of the earth.
And indeed,
and
in time, he
us
did. So Jacob, God changed his name as he changed his character.
And he said, when I consider the heavens,
now David Jacob began to grow up.
Didn't know scientifically
together.
As much about the heavens.
He wanted to come
we can
back.
Read today.
He had fled because he had deceived
but,
his brother.
But we do know a few things about the earth today.
The
and I'm not all that smart,
Lord,
but I have a computer that's smart.
He lived for a number of years
and it looks
away
up stuff
from his
for
family.
Me.
But
I found out that the earth, and I remember this actually from,
the Lord
from school, believe it or not.
And so,
but the earth has a 25,000 mile
circumference, more or less. His two wives.
There are about 198,980,000 square miles of surface on the earth.
And man.
Of that,
and
60
as he made
million
his journey home,
square miles or land.
He learned
the earth rotates on
an
axis
with,
in the plus of 1,000 miles an hour. That's
amen.
Really
that was scary, wasn't it?
No wonder we get busy.
And, so he said, man, I got to do something.
The earth revolves around the sun at 475,000 miles an hour.
Amen.
His plan didn't
work so well, but I tell you what did.
The sun is a medium-sized star.
The Bible says
star.
That he spent the whole night
332,000 times more.
And it was that prayer meeting,
the
not
earth.
His plan, but it was that
as a matter of fact,
that
the earth would,
life.
And he got it, the sun is three
the Bible
million
said that he wrestled with an
angel
all night long.
And
that's
as the dawn
place.
Began to break, the
angel
earth,
said,
the
let
sun
me
would
go.
Hold million 300,000
said, I won't let you go until you bless
if
me.
If you could cut a hole
and
in the sun
gave him a new name,
and drop in earth,
he said,
and you
no longer
in
shall
earth
your name
second,
be called Jacob,
60
but
per
Israel
minute, 360
shall
per hour,
86,400
per day.
Prevails.
It would take 15 days
amen.
To fill the sun with earth.
God prevails.
And that's
so that
was
that became his name.
And, sun is
so
93 miles.
What a name
93
change.
Million miles from the earth.
And,
it takes
I remember
about 8
a Sunday school kid asking the question
to reach us.
Said, why aren't there any grown-ups in
million,
the Bible? Said, what do you mean?
669,000 miles
reading about
per hour.
The children of Israel.
That's moving pretty good.
Amen. Just the children of Israel.
And yet,
well,
stars.
That's who they were.
They
were the, his kids, but they grew
the
up
largest
too.
Largest that we know about right
and
now is
children
Alpha
of their own.
And it is
so Israel then
million
was
one God blessed. The
size of
the
course,
sun.
Is the name of the nation that God.
No
chose,
wonder David said, "When I behold
the
heavens."
Chose.
Amen.
And,
so, but
and
it, that's
it
God's handiwork up there.
A character.
And if God made something that
in
big
in the life and the heart of a man,
he's pretty
and
big.
And then there was another
amen.
Transformation
he can
that God
that
chose
the word.
When the man was a good man. But God wanted
I'm talking
to
about a big God
expand.
Here
some people stuff
his,
it just,
his
they
name.
Just can't even
God
wanted to make his name.
You just need to greater
than it
already
was.
And
amen.
So he did that.
And our Milky Way.
So we read in the Bible
has
about a man called
a billion stars
Abram.
In it. We know him better
and beyond
as
beyond the Milky Way.
He started out as
there are
perhaps
God called him. He listened to the Lord.
He followed God.
There's so
left
much more.
Left behind his family and
than
went
we've
to
ever
the land
been able
that
to
the Lord had called him
got
to. And God blessed and we have launched
Abram
into the heavens.
And
the
name Abram means high father. Some have been traveling now for years.
And,
but
God
going
promised him that he was
going
to
and,
have
and they're still have their cameras on looking out.
Heritage.
We,
great
we, they say we're going to find the edge.
In an
we
abundant family. And
that did come to pass.
Say that they estimate that there's 41.6 trillion stars.
Old.
Now, what is
the
a
Lord
6 trillion?
Changed his name,
and that's pretty old, isn't it? 99.
That's 41 with 18
years
zero,
old.
And the Lord changed his name, and he
that's
said,
stars,
he said,
and
now,
yet the
he said,
Bible
look
said
up at the Lord
stars,
speaks
said,
to them by name.
Many children you're going to have. He said, look
you talk
the
about a brain.
See. And he said, that's how your progenity is going to look.
That my head would
so,
explode.
When he was 99, God changed his
name
and called
him like
Abraham.
Amen.
Which means father
and
of
then
a multitude.
To know that he just
now, how did God
said a word.
And it all
well, in the Hebrew, his
amen.
Name would be
this does not to diminish my faith
and
in God.
Part of
it
comes
increases
from Elohim.
My faith in God.
Which is the name of
I'm
God.
Like
so what
David,
God did,
and when I get
was
to look at
part
all
of
that,
his name
I say,
and put it
I just
on
have to say
Abram.
With David, how excellent is thy name.
Amen. And when God takes
that
a part
that
of his
glory
name,
above in the heavens,
puts it on your
you
name.
See that.
Something
you
happens.
You see his vastness,
it's
and you see his
Israel,
power.
and you see Israel, his brilliance, and you see his intelligence, and you see his glory.
Talking about God. So God just took a part of his name.
He asked the question to bring it all back into perspective.
It made a difference in his life. Amen. And that's what happened to us when we were baptized in Jesus' name.
Mindful of him.
God took his name and put it on our name.
Hallelujah. I think it was Brother.
Amen. My name is Johnny Dale Griffin Jesus.
Went on the cross.
You don't remember the first matter. The one that matters most is my last name. Now, that's
Amen.
The family.
Can you even
name
imagine that
Jesus,
that of all of the planets
and
all of the stars
God,
and all of the galaxies,
that's the part
that
of our
God
name
would come to this
Amen.
One, and
Amen.
He would himself
so,
in a form,
God
just like
changes
this.
Names and changes.
And
our
he would walk
names.
On this terra firma.
So the name
and he would
means
eat food
something
and
in the
drink
scripture.
Water. Amen.
And I
sleep
I
like
do,
a man, and he would feel the pain. And the loneliness and the hurt and the rejection of human beings as God
sometimes
became
really
like one
character
of us.
Of an individual and,
what is
and lets us see something mighty
what
in him. Genesis
God's
2
name
was
26
progressive. The revelation
says
progressive.
That God formed man. The word
people
there
knew
is
him better,
Yatsar.
They
God
actually
literally
gave new
talks
names.
In verse
yeah.
chapter 1, verse 27, that
in
God
our
created
text
man.
Today.
That's
the Lord
that's
gave
the general
this
term.
Name
just,
to Moses.
Like he created
remember?
The stars
he
and
said,
he created all and he created man. But then you know, in that second
awesome.
Chapter, in the seventh verse, but he formed man.
When you dig into
and
it a little bit.
Literally, he reached
when,
down and he and
when
he
the Lord
scooped
said, he said, what's your
together.
Name? He said,
and he made this form.
I am.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, he made a little head like my head. And,
I
and he put some ears
well,
on it. And he put a nose on it.
Well, I guess whatever you
his
need.
His fingers up there and
he
made
is.
Some nose. And he carved
he
arm
a savior.
And made arms.
He is.
And a torso and put some
is
legs on him. And God formed this creature that
I
we
am.
Call a man. He formed him out
you
of dirt.
Do you need a provider? I am. Do you need a faithful
Amen.
Friend? I am.
And we're not even going
whatever
to
you need.
That's
said,
pretty interesting
I am.
Stuff in there.
Amen. Whatever comes up, I am.
And that's the good all
you're not
going to
need anything else. You'll never need another God.
If something just gets a little bit out of
you don't need a God of the river and a God of the sky and a God
need
of the
blood
sun
pressure.
And a God of the clouds.
You better
and
believe it.
And
the
God of the mountains
range
and the God of the valleys. He said, I am.
And you better have to
Amen.
Get a little bit too
wherever
high.
Wherever you are, I am.
Or a little bit too low.
Wherever you're going, I'll be there when you
scary.
Get there. And I'll go with you on the journey.
Amen.
I am.
Just your
and
oxygen
he's just simply
level.
Letting Israel know. What,
you know, if your
oxygen you need,
level doesn't stay I, above 92
and, two so he
and
said,
above,
that's what I want
start
to
feel
tell
the effects
people.
Of it real fast.
Now, understand
that
the
little
Israel
range
had
right
been.
And if it gets below
in,
that,
Egyptian
no matter how much you breathe, it's not doing you any good. Amen.
So,
your respirations,
they
you
had
to breathe
had a whole
fast
lot
enough
to do with
without
God
breathing too fast.
Perhaps.
Your heart
and
needs
so
to
the
be
Lord
fast
said, we're
enough,
ready to have a new day here.
But it can't be too fast.
We're going
your temperature
Amen.
Has to
you
be
and I are
just
getting
in a certain
ready to
range.
Have an
it gets a few degrees too high.
Amen. My what an adventure that was, wasn't
brain.
It? How God miraculously delivered them
I'm just
out
saying,
of Egyptian bondage
and
they didn't go out penniless.
He made us so intricately, yet he made us out of something so
and God
common.
Provided and blessed them in unprecedented
Amen.
Ways.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
So
don't you get to
God's
thinking
name
too high
then
yourself.
It's very important, and
it's good every now and then.
But in history,
you know
it's been
I'm a glorified.
He revealed himself through
Amen.
His
but thank
name.
God, I'm glorified.
Amen.
And sanctified.
The name of God
and
God's
washed
revelation.
And cleansed
by
the name of Jesus.
In revelation.
Amen.
So God began then to reveal himself through
God
His name
breathed
in many different
ball.
Ways through the Scripture.
As he put his celestial lips, the lips
name.
Of a man, and he just
one of the
top of it,
Old Testament names of
and
God,
his chest rose and his heart
that
began
is very, very prominent,
his flew
is
open, and
these
his muscles
four
receive strength.
Consonants,
he climbed to his feet.
W-H.
Amen.
Now,
God
of course, it's not written they
formed
that way in
man,
our Bible.
Made
in your
man.
Bible, it's
breathed into man.
L-O-R-D,
the Scripture said that he made him in his own image.
Yeah, have you
his own
in your
intellect,
Bible,
his own will, his own emotion.
Sometimes
Amen. He gave him,
letter,
he gave him the right
to,
or the,
that's
the,
significant,
the
that is to
ability to reason.
The Hebrew word that it comes.
You
from.
Have things that
that's why
no
there.
Other life form
this,
has.
This Tetra Grammaton.
God made you special.
YHWH.
Amen. What is man that God would be mindful
of? Signify the Old Testament name of God.
It's a question for the ages.
Now, there's no vowels
really
in there, so
I don't know why.
We don't know how to say it. Why did that happen?
The Bible said that
the
rocks
so
can praise God,
God,
but he's not satisfied with the praise of the rocks.
And they didn't want
he's
to
not satisfied with
name, and
the
so
smoke that rises from the mountains. He's not satisfied with the limbs upraised of the trees and
as
these whistles
so
through the branches
it.
And makes its song.
In
God's
our,
not
our,
satisfied
Bible,
with that. God's not satisfied with the song
Jehovah.
Of a bird. God wants to hear praise
Jehovah.
From a man.
You'll see it. Sometimes it's Jehovah.
Somebody
other times it's
that
Lord,
he gave a
L-O-R-D,
will to somebody
with all uppercase
that can
letters.
Make a choice and a decision.
When you see L-O-R-D in uppercase
somebody
letters,
that
capitals,
can make up their
that
mind
that
and say,
Jehovah.
I will serve
that's what the,
the
word
Lord.
And so that's
amen.
The significance
God
of his name.
Mindful
and,
of
but
people.
The significance of Jesus' name is he took
the, Bible
the name,
calls
the Old Testament
us
name of God, Yeshua,
the habitation
and he added
or the dwelling
the word Savior to it.
Woo.
And that
amen.
Means
you know where God lives,
Jehovah
Brother Martin.
Our
right in
Yeshua
here.
Is my Savior.
When you pray to God,
just
don't
make
pray
a
to God somewhere
here.
Off on a throne
there
up
is
in the
a
heavens.
Movement among
he's
people
right
today
here.
That, and they're right.
The Bible says the kingdom of
you know,
God
Jehovah
with him,
as it's
you.
Translated in, new King, in the
amen.
King James Bible.
He sits in the throne of
Yeshua.
Our hearts
doesn't
today.
Make any difference.
Amen. We are the habitation,
some people make
the
a big
dwelling
deal
place
of as a matter
of God.
Fact, there's a,
the Bible
there's
said
a
that we are God's husbandry. We're God's
that,
produce.
Split hell wide open.
Amen. Are we being productive today?
Well, that's not true. Cause nobody
can God
knows.
Count on Johnny Grissom to provide that. Some good fruit today?
Nobody knows.
Amen.
In
a world
in the Hebrew,
in my life,
in
a world that's
scriptures
full of sorrow,
write,
can he see joy in my life? In a world that's full of chaos, can he see peace in my life? In a world that's full of violence and hatred, can he see gentleness in my life? In a world that's intemperate, can he see temperance in my life? Am I producing fruit? That
which
is pleasing to the Lord.
Now in your Bible, it's the significance
we are God's
is
husbandry.
It's
he
Lord
planted
with
his
capital L and then O-R-D in
and he wants
Lord
us
case
to be
letters.
Fruitful.
That's the word.
And produce
Adonai.
The
Spirit. So it was okay to pronounce
we are
that
God's
word,
building.
But you couldn't pronounce
I love the way the Bible Yeshua. Says this. It says
and,
we are
so,
fitfully.
This is just
framed
just
together.
Let us know today. A little bit of little
you
study
know what
here
fitfully
about
means?
Where this
it
name
means it
comes
fits.
From what it means. But the first name for God that we come
amen.
To in the Bible
you know what?
Is
you fit
this Y.
I don't know. There have been places I've been. I sure didn't.
Or Lord. That's the first thing.
I've been places I was like the round peg in the square hole.
It
I did
signifies,
but I
Elohim
fit around here and around here
is
amen.
What it signifies.
We've been doing some building
word,
at my house, and if it
Elohim
doesn't fit,
just
brother Monty,
the
they just make it
one,
fit.
Or L.
L they just get a bigger hammer. No, they don't. They whittle
it's
it down.
It's not talking about a plurality of gods.
They do some measuring.
It's talking about the plurality
and they measure,
of the
you know,
attributes
and,
of
and
God.
And then they cut it,
and
so
and
they make
that's,
it.
That's what it refers to. Now,
Elohim,
amen. Sometimes
God makes
in
you
the scripture
fit.
Also,
now he has to whittle on you sometimes.
To gods other than the
he's
got to
do some cutting sometimes.
For instance,
he has to cut some
gods
things off. He has to add some things sometimes. You
it's
fit.
Even used
but
in one
God
place
wants you
we'll get
to fit.
When we preach this morning.
Because this is a building that is fitly framed
that
together.
Man
said this before. I'm going to say it again here today. That this is made up
gods.
Of many parts.
So,
there's more than one brick
it's
in
used
wall.
In both senses. But most
and,
of the time.
But you can't take one of those
bricks
out
of
that wall without a
God. We call him just God.
You're not just going to reach up there and grab it and take off with it.
He's our God, isn't he?
There's
Elohim.
Some back behind
that's
that
how
building
we know
that's left over.
In the beginning, Elohim.
He'll be easy.
Created the heavens
you
and the earth.
Take one of these off.
God created the
strong
one.
Lord fitly framed that one right
amen.
There.
Amen. That's who he is.
That's the danger just hanging around the church. And
then
the
it
church.
Became known by some other things
if
in the
you're just hanging around and don't
remember
part,
Abraham
it's easy to cart you off.
Called
but you get framed. You get fit. And you're going to stay.
Isaac to the Lord.
It's not going
to
be easy
and
to move
God
you.
And how God provided a lamb.
Because God makes you an integral
Isaac
part
and
of his
confirm
build.
The faith of Abraham.
Then you're there.
He had a name for him. He called
the Bible
him El
said that
Shaddai.
We're not just God's building.
He added to
God's
we're
name.
God's
name
temple.
Is El, or Elohim.
And
there's
he added
a difference
Shaddai,
in just being a building and being
that,
a temple.
That the Lord will provide.
Amen.
God provides. And
when God
and
said
that's
he,
exactly how
he said,
he's my provider.
Into church
God
make
my
me
provider.
A Christian.
That's how he came to
walking
know
into
him.
A barn
and
makes
guess
me
what?
A cow.
He's still El Shaddai. He still provides.
It takes
he
more than
God
a building to do
anything
it.
For you.
Amen. The building's not enough
for you that you couldn't provide.
Amen.
For yourself.
But the Bible said that we are God's
Amen.
Temple.
Boy, I could tell you some stories. I wish
God
I had time today.
A temple
just to have
is a building
and let each
that
one
has
of
been set aside
how God
for the specific worship, a purpose
Amen.
Of worship today.
He's amazing. How he does that.
And that's what
Praise
we've been
the Lord.
Set aside
he's
for.
Astounding.
The Bible said, "What know you Christ. Not that
and
your body." Your body, your body is the temple
John,
of the Holy Ghost,
in the book of
which is in you.
Him the Almighty.
That's why you've got to be careful with this body. You have to treat it right. You have to clothe it right. You have to do the right thing with it. You got to watch what it says and watch where it goes
and
watch what it does.
Amen.
And watch what you put
and,
into it.
He calls him
because your body is the temple
or Krator. Means he's
of the Holy
God
Ghost.
Has all power.
Amen.
And isn't that what the Scripture
Praise
said?
The Lord.
Said that, didn't he?
There are some buildings you don't
that,
have to be too careful about.
He had received
if
all.
If you're a barn, you don't have to be real careful power. About the barn.
So if he has all
Amen.
Power, then nobody
you know what?
Has
if you,
any
even
power,
if you're a living room,
unless
you
he
want
permits
to be
it.
Clean sometimes.
Is the devil powerful?
But yes. Come
at least. Where does he get his power?
From God.
Head like, you know what I'm talking about.
God
permits
doorbell
him
rings and first thing
in a limited scope to have power, but he's not all powerful.
I know I got a wife.
He's not like you know. Some people get to
I don't care if
she
just
opposites. We think of
the doorbell
cold
rings.
And hot and sweet and sour and
it's
angels and demons and
frantic.
God and the devil, but that's where you make a mistake.
Isn't that right?
God and the
devil. You know what I'm talking about. You're smiling. You know what I'm talking about.
God is a creator. Amen. The devil's a creature.
Praise God. But we're not just the living
Amen.
Room.
Amen. They're
the
not
in
the
room,
same temple. As a creature, he's very
of the Holy Ghost.
Only
Amen.
To what God
Amen.
Allows.
The Bible
That's
said,
all
which
he
you
has.
Have of God, and you're not your
he's
own.
He's limited in time and
For
strength
your
and scope.
With a price.
God's without limit.
You know what that does away
with? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I've heard people say, oh, the devil's been after me.
Well, if it's yours, go right ahead.
But if
he
you're
can't
God's,
be after you and after me at the same
you
time.
You can't do what you just want to do. He's not omnipresent. God is.
Because you've
Satan's
been bought.
Not.
He can only
with
be
the
in
price.
One place at one
Therefore,
time.
Glorify God.
Isn't that good news?
In your body. And in your spirit.
You know, somebody said, well,
which are God.
And he's not like, he can't read your mind.
Amen. So we got to glorify what you're thinking.
Body? Unless you open your mouth and tell
and
him.
In our spirit.
But we're
some
good at that, aren't we?
God with the Spirit,
oh,
and I'll do
so
what I want
discouraged.
To do with my body. Oh no, you
I feel
can't.
So bad. What are you doing?
Here it says you glorify
You're
God with your
him
body,
exactly
and you glorify God with
how to get in
spirit.
And how to tempt you and how to try you.
So we glorify God with
are.
Both,
and you're telling with your own.
Amen.
Words.
So a man, then the Bible says,
he can't read
that
your
man
mind
has the potential
as you keep it on
to be
inside,
the very temple
of God.
Isn't that awesome?
That's right.
So
Amen.
We need to be careful.
Then the
what
Bible
we say,
says,
don't we?
Not only are we God's temple,
Amen. We can reveal our own
God's
weaknesses,
body, but we're God's bride.
Amen. Well, that didn't cost anything. I just tossed that in there for what it's worth. Amen.
You know, a bride's something special.
Praise the Lord. And so he's called
a bride means that
the Almighty
you
God,
of all of,
Elohim,
of the women,
and then we add
you
a bit
selected
to that.
That one.
David called him the Lord of Hosts.
That's special,
Amen.
Isn't it?
In other words,
he's
over all
of
the armies.
Of
he's
those creatures that were around,
all the armies.
You set your eye and your heart on
and
one.
A little bit later, then
and
the
said,
Hebrew
said
that he's
to
God.
Be
they added
my bride.
The Jehovah.
Now, God takes
with,
this marriage
Elohim.
Business seriously.
So he's Jehovah Elohim.
He's not like some
the
people
self-existent
that,
you know,
and the
strong one.
They're, you know, they want one
and
today
the word,
and then another
the word
one tomorrow.
God.
Jehovah means
it was his
self-existent.
Idea.
And he
Amen.
Set up a simple process.
That's why the Bible says in
he
the
said
beginning
that
God.
First
God
of all,
started.
He said that you are to leave.
You try to figure that out, you'll blow a fuse. You won't be able to get it.
And then you are to
I don't know how
to
he
that
started.
One.
Where did God come from?
And you
don't
are
know
to be
God,
one.
intimacy.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't know any more than that. You don't either. No one is anybody else.
One. See, this is God's plan. So when God said
that
the church is his bride, that we are his bride, that means that he elected us and he
can't explain
by his own will and volition.
He's just God. He is.
And he made that
proclamation. He is. He is to come. The Almighty.
He is my
bride.
Just
God. And so he's the self-existent one.
This is the apple of my
self-existent.
We mean is
that
one
he doesn't need
singular that I have chosen from among
many. We're not like that at all.
To be my own.
We got to have a lot of
stuff. So God selected us and made us the bride
Amen.
Of Christ.
You try and do it without breath a few minutes, and you'll be in a lot of
trouble.
Do you
know what a man is? A man is the battlefield of the ages.
We have to have
man is not only
food.
The focus of God and of heaven, but God, man
that,
is the focus of hell and its
horrors. That works out for you.
It's hard, isn't it? I'm telling you,
like
the
that.
Devil's got his eye
every
on
now and
you.
Then, but I don't like it.
And hell has its eye on you.
Amen. You got to have a little
and,
water.
And it
wants
you. No, not because of who you are, but because of him.
It was an inscription on your.
It doesn't want you because it loves you. It wants you because it wants to take you away from him.
It said
it wants to take his image that you
were
created in, and it wants to mar that image, and it wants to mess with that image, and it wants to destroy that image.
And it said,
it wants to take the clean
live
and make it unclean. It wants to take the faithful
going.
And to make it profane.
You know what the worst
it wants
thing
to take
about
the beautiful and make it ugly. There's it no wants hope. To destroy the image of God.
If hell was a million years long, each day you'd be able to say, well,
I've
got so many
does
more days
to people.
To you'd have hope.
It takes your innocence.
But the worst thing is,
and it violates
is
that
no
innocence.
Hope. As long as we have hope, we can
vile
endure
people can become.
A lot of things. But when we have hope,
sometimes it seems like there's no end, Brother Martin,
Amen.
To what people can become. And yet,
there's a lot of things in Scripture we'll understand more clearly when we get to the other side. But the Bible says in the
we're created
Genesis 4 and 26
of bringing glory
that after the birth of Enos, which was the son of Seth,
that
men begin to call
do
upon the
to
name
themselves.
Of the Lord. This is when people begin to call the self-existent God.
And the way
God.
They violate
and they
what
begin
God
to seek him and
has made
in
beautiful
in a sort of a,
becomes
of a
so extremely vile.
Worship.
What a travesty.
Of God.
And yet God
that's
is
how that all kind
of
began. It must have been a lot more like individual before.
He
then.
Still cares,
after
doesn't
this, it became...
Amen.
It became a little bit more.
And it doesn't matter what we've become.
Corporate, and they begin to
he's
do it.
He's still able to
on a different theme, brother. I'll have to. I don't have
and
any
purify
any bills here with me right
and
now.
And redeem
I'll get some later.
That's
Amen.
What it's all about today.
It's bad to be broken.
As a matter of fact, the Bible said that there's joy
in the presence of the angels
over what.
I always try
one
to come prepared, but I didn't have time.
It comes
to
repentance. If you want to make heaven happy today, all you got
to
do
this is how he becomes known to us as.
It doesn't matter where you've been, what you become. What matters is
that's how we know him. The Lord will prevail. And then we have
you may be down, but you don't have to stay down.
And that is God begins.
You may have fallen
this
far, but he'll pick you up and establish you on a righteous rock.
And we begin to know
yes,
him in different ways.
All you got to do is give him opportunity.
It was Hagar, actually.
Amen.
Called him El Roi, which means God
the prophet,
that sees me.
The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah,
God that sees me.
49:13.
Amen. And
he said, sing, O
so
heavens,
El
and be
Shaddai
joyful, earth, and break
the
forth
Almighty
into singing,
God.
O mountains,
so in
for the
time,
Lord hath comforted
he began
his
to,
people. And will have mercy
to add to
upon
the,
his afflicted.
Some
God is saying to the universe, he's saying, sing with me.
Expand the name
worship
of God
with me.
Into,
rejoice
into
with
he,
me.
God, but
be
he's
happy
God
with me.
This, and he's God that does that.
Because I'm going
until
to
we come to Jesus,
my people.
And Jesus
Zion
means
said, the Lord hath
Jehovah
forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten
that's
me.
That's what the name means.
You see, the universe
Jehovah
is singing God's mercy,
is my Savior.
But the people are saying God
Amen.
Hath forsaken me. And the Lord has
Yahweh, as
me.
We know it, as an unspoken
and he reminds,
name of the Lord.
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
But I'm telling you today that to, now we
that
know
she
his name
should
and
not
we speak
have compassion
his name.
On the
and
son
he
of
told
her
us
womb?
To baptize in his name and preach in his name and heal
How
in
can
his
a woman
name?
That's nursing a
Amen.
Child
so we,
forget that
we
child?
We speak that name today with faith.
And if that's
name
the case, he said, how
speak
much
that
more?
Name with fervency.
Amen. He
Amen.
Said they might
so
even forget.
People can know
I
the name of the Lord and the
thee.
Power and the authority and the blessing of his
Behold,
name.
Behold, he said, I have graven
Amen.
Thee upon
and,
the palms
so
of
God's
my hands.
So God's unspeakable name has been
and
revealed.
And thy walls are continually.
And now it's Jesus in the New Testament. Everybody say Jesus.
I read
Jesus in the New Testament.
That sometimes when
again,
a son,
Jesus is
soldier, would go to war.
A Greek word.
That he would
it comes
put
the Greek
a mark
word
on
is,
his hands. And the mother...
Eosis,
put a mark on her hand,
and it's a word.
The body
that
was away.
Is the Hebrew the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew
and
name?
And the son,
Joshua,
look at the hand, remember his mom, and the mom would look at her hand and remember the son.
So that's the Old Testament, the Greek name, hand. Or the Hebrew name, and the Greek name.
It was just to remind.
You remember in the times of the apostles,
Amen.
Almost everybody.
Isn't that what
had
the Lord
names.
Did for us?
Peter
on that mountain
is,
when they
is a Greek name.
Took that old rusty
Simon,
spike.
Was his Hebrew
and drove
name.
It through his hand.
And Paul,
Amen.
Was
all he's got to do is just
the Greek
look
name.
At the nails.
Saul was his Hebrew
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I remember you.
So it was very common. Most people had a Greek name that was more or less equivalent
Amen.
To their,
we have been
to their Hebrew name.
And
the
palm.
The church predominantly became Gentile church.
God doesn't forget us.
And so we call him
Amen.
Jesus.
What is man?
Again. There are some people that take this to an extreme.
And the Son of Man.
And there are people that
Amen.
Say, well,
who
he
are
was Hebrew,
what
so
are
we
we?
Have to, we can't be baptized
just
in Jesus' name. We need to be baptized.
You know what?
In,
he's
in
here
Yeshua.
Today. He didn't just
or,
come to visit. He'd like to
or
stay.
Joshua, because that's his Hebrew name. Well,
Let's
that's
stand
not
together.
What the New Testament says.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible, in the Scripture, it said
Jesus
his name
painted
what?
Such a
Jesus.
Awesome picture.
His Greek name
through the pen of John.
All his name Jesus.
The
he's
book
different
of Revelation.
In different cultures.
When he said,
and we pronounce his
Behold,
name differently.
Behold, I stand
name.
At the door.
In
not.
Spanish, it's Jesus, isn't it?
If any man will open,
in English, it's
I will
it's
come
Jesus
in
as
him.
We call it.
Same name.
And sup with him.
Amen. The power's
and
in his name
with me.
And
so we
Amen.
Use
what
that
a,
name.
What an
we
awesome
reference
picture.
That name, and
an
it's
awesome
a very
picture.
Very important name. The angel came, and said, "Call his name." Jesus. Call his name Jesus. So before he was born,
Mr.
we already
Hunt
knew what his name
was
going to be. And it means the Lord is
of this.
Salvation. Amen. It's very interesting.
He painted
Brother
beautiful
Urshan
little cottage.
Pointed this out. First time I ever heard it at a general conference. I thought
and
it was
Jesus
there's
standing
a
at the door.
Of Isaiah.
You've seen it.
The Bible
he's
said,
knocking.
For with joy shall you draw out of the wells of salvation. The word salvation.
When one of his friends saw the picture, he said,
Yeshua or Jesus.
you missed something.
In other words, he said, you're going to draw salvation
he
out of
said,
the wells
what's that?
Of Jesus.
He said,
praise
the Lord. You didn't put a knob
on the
door.
So when you see salvation in the Old Testament, you can say
he said,
Jesus.
Oh, there.
Amen.
He
said, his name
just
is
that it's on
salvation.
The inside.
And so that's the name of
you
the
can't
Lord.
See
and,
it.
And she shall bring
it's
forth
on the
her
inside.
Firstborn son. And, thou shalt
and so the point
name.
Is that
Jesus
doesn't
Amen.
Open the door.
That's a, so that's a magnificent
from the outside.
Name, Amen. The
you have to
Jesus,
open the door.
So
from
much
the inside.
To us. It's a
but
name
if you
that
open
is
the door,
linked to his
he said, "I will come."
Purpose.
In.
Look at this. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Look at for he shall say. So he shall
oh,
say.
Oh, what is man that thou art mindful?
He shall
him,
say.
Son of man that you did.
His people. Man. From their sins.
Praise the Lord.
So his name is linked with purpose.
I don't know.
Let me say today
it's
that
a to me.
Jesus
it's
was
a mystery
common name
I,
in the old in the New
I
Testament.
Don't. I really don't.
It was
I,
a very
I can't,
common
I can't
name.
Tell
as
you
common
why.
As
I've tried
John or
I've
Joe
tried,
is
but
today.
I, the reason I still don't know why.
So it wasn't that this was the first time that
say?
Name was ever given.
Because he loves
it was
you.
Very common. And but nobody that was called Jesus was
but
like
I'm glad
man.
That he does.
Amen.
I'm so glad
he,
that he does.
He made
anybody,
the name.
glad that the Lord loves you here today? In unique,
may the name.
Are you glad that the Lord's mind full of you?
Give another example. There were many.
Are you glad that the Lord cares about you today? He provides every breath you breathe.
But if I use the name Adolf.
Amen. He guards your heartbeat
just one,
today.
Huh?
God cares about us.
You don't think about all those little boys named
why.
Adolf. You think
I'm
of one
glad
man named Adolf Hitler.
Amen.
That brought infamy.
Praise the Lord.
On himself.
Amen. If you
so his
if you would like today
infamy
to invite him in,
forever.
This
he
is a great time and a great place.
And he attached it to something.
Here's an altar. It's a great place to meet with God.
So Jesus did the
just
same
to come
thing,
right down here to the front
way.
Of this building and.
There were many Hebrew
just
boys.
Lift up your hands
boys.
And lift up your face
Jesus.
To God.
He took that name.
You say, Lord,
he
I'm opening
special.
Today.
So
I'm going
to
open the door.
Body says, Jesus, the first thing.
I don't want
really
anything between us.
Is our
and
Savior.
I just want you to be able to come
in
right
our
in.
Culture.
Any obstacles.
I don't know
nothing to separate us. Nothing between you and me today.
A Anglo extraction.
Amen. Here it is.
Name Jesus.
I'm opening it up. If there's any sin that's
but
between
I do,
us,
I know
God, you'll have to take it away.
Hispanics.
I can't do anything about
name
that.
Jesus.
God, if
it's
I got some kind
culture.
Of an attitude or some
in
kind of
culture,
spirit that's hindering
we,
me,
the name
would you please
Jesus,
take it out of the way today? I don't want anything between us.
Jesus, to us.
If there's any unforgiveness
that
in my heart, God, would you take
the,
that away?
The,
I don't want anything
culture,
between us.
They're honoring the name.
There's some
Lord,
kind of a habit, God, that I've got that
think, well, you
displeases.
Know,
would you take that away?
I want to do
I don't
something
want anything
that'll
between
honor
us.
God. And so they call their children by his name.
How about it today? Somebody, you want to do some house cleaning.
So it's a cultural difference, and there's certainly
you just
want to
make sure that,
that
there's not anything between you and Jesus today.
And
I still
so
don't know why.
They did differently than we do, and so they named their children after him.
Amen, that you
but
would be
Jesus made
of
the
me.
Name. So there'll always be, when you
I do
say
know.
Jesus, it'll make a difference. Amen. For good or for
sometimes,
bad, it'll make
God,
a difference.
I'm sorry, but I
hallelujah.
I allow
amen.
The image.
You know, it's
in
popular
which I was created
to talk about
become
today.
Lost.
But just don't give him a name.
To my own vision.
Especially
you see us as
that name.
Glorious. You see us as,
that'll get you
as creatures
of
light and beauty and righteousness
that'll
and
kick you out
purity.
Of in that name.
And that's what we want to be and that's what we need
you
to be.
Get sued for that. Amen.
God help us to be
why?
That today.
Well,
help us to
the
be
scripture
that.
Said, Jesus said, he said, you will be
clear
hated
us, O God, and cleanse
among
us,
all
dear God,
for my
of all
name.
Impurity's sake. Of all unrighteousness.
We're not hated because we have the Holy Ghost.
Both in
you're not hated because
in
action.
Because you have a moral
help
lifestyle.
Help me, Lord, to be right today. You can have all those things and still be more
help
or less
me,
popular,
help me to
but
make
you
a right
start talking about
today, every
Jesus
day.
Well,
I have to make choices.
In a hurry.
Help me
you're
to make
fanatic.
Right choices.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Amen.
100%.
Help me beginning right now to
yeah,
make
I
up
am
my
fanatic
mind.
About Jesus Christ. That's
then
better
when
than
I get ready to make
fanatic.
A choice, I'm going to make the right one.
It has a purpose to it.
I'm going to choose
amen.
Jesus.
That's right. Everybody's fanatic about different things.
I'm going to
some
choose
people
righteousness.
Are fanatic about Antichrist.
I'm going to choose
they fanatic
purity.
Every time you say Jesus, it just sends them into it.
Amen.
What
I'm going to choose mercy.
My aunt used to call
I'm
it going a
hissy choose
forgiveness. Whatever that is.
Hallelujah.
Every
I
time you say
right
Jesus,
today.
They just go... I mean,
I want to be
sure.
Pure. I want to be clean. I want to be holy. I want to be pleasing to God.
Now, they don't. They hate that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Not just because of the name, but their name may be Jesus, and they may still hate him.
Your people.
Amen. And so, the name of the Lord is revealed to us by its power. And in the New Testament, we know him as Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus comes to save us. I love this verse in 1 Corinthians 11. It said, and such were some of you. Everybody say were.
Into this
we were. We're not now, but we were. Such were some of you, but you're washed. You're sanctified, justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So the name of Jesus then washed us and sanctified us and justified us. Just because of that name. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 is a beautiful verse that said, neither is there salvation
in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. The name of Jesus, then, is the name that saves us. And there is no other name that'll do that. Praise the Lord. There's no name like the name of Jesus. Amen. It really gets things going when you speak that name. If we say that name around here, people get excited when we say Jesus here. You go outside and they'll get excited too, just in a different way. Amen. You stand up and start talking about it in a classroom somewhere and it'll really get a lot of attention. Amen. You go to an atheist convention and start talking about Jesus, it'll get things stirred up. Amen. It'll get it stirred up if you try to use that name when you're issuing a prayer for Congress. You can pray in God's name, but don't pray in Jesus' name. Amen. That'll get them all stirred up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God there's a name that's above every name. The name of Jesus. And it's a name that still saves. Amen. I like what somebody said. It saves from the uttermost to the guttermost. Amen. It'll reach down to any level that it needs to reach to lift us up and to save us and bring us into a saving knowledge of Jesus. Amen. It wasn't very long. You see, when the church was born on the day of Pentecost, and it wasn't long before they started having trouble because of that name, right? Peter and John were on the way to prayer meeting. They stopped. This poor guy was lame. He's begging for some money, and they didn't have any. They said, silver and gold have I none, but we got something we'd like to give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And man, they jerked him up on his feet, and his ankle bones received strength, and he went leaping and praising God into the temple and all this miracle. And you know what? They pulled them before the magistrates. And they said, we want to know how you did this. Well, they weren't real bashful about it. They just went ahead and told them, but they didn't much like what they said. They said, his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. In other words, this was show and tell, folks. I couldn't deny it. Been out there for years with a cup in his hand begging. Here he is running and jumping and leaping and praising God. And people saying, wow. And he said it was his name, through faith in his name. That's what did this. You're asking, amen. Well, they didn't much like that, did they? Praise the Lord. And so they just told him it was his name, through faith in his name. They told him, they said, now don't you, we'll forbid you to speak in this name anymore. And they were kind of bold. They said, well, we cannot help but speak and speak the things which we have seen and heard. And so they just kept preaching the name of Jesus. They brought him in and they beat him with whips. And they went back, the Bible said, rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. I mean, you can't keep somebody down like that. They just were excited. They just kept on worshiping the Lord anyhow. In spite of what they did to them, they just wouldn't stop. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said there's no other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved. And Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 said it's a name that's above every name. And Ephesians chapter 1:24 said it's far above every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world to come. Amen. It is a name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. The significance of his precious is that he is our Savior. And he's given us a treasure through the revelation of his name. Even that first church went out and the Bible said they did great exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. They went so far as to say that they would hazard their very lives for the name of Jesus, and they proved that. There were untold
thousands of people that were martyred in the first centuries of the church because of this name. Because of this name. So many people laid down their rather than their faith. I do have a praise report. We had prayer for a man a while ago. He's an Iranian, and has been in prison the last two or three years because of the name Christ. He was sentenced to death. They were going to execute him, and Christians prayed and brought this to the world's attention. And the praise report is that this week they let it. Amen. As a result of prayers, they released him. And Yusuf today has been set free. I didn't know this when we announced that, but this man, he is an apostolic Pentecostal preacher. And I don't know what group he's with. I don't know much about him, but I just know that he is apostolic. And preaches this truth, and thank God his life was spared and he's been set free. We appreciate, but there are others that have suffered martyrdom for the name of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Amen. And so we as the church today, we still have an obligation to love this name. Now, we do that in the confines of this building without a lot of fear right now. But things are quickly changing. Do you understand how fast things can change? Are we aware of how quickly things can change? Amen. It changes very quickly. And the things that we take for granted today can be taken from us in a relatively short time, and we'll not have the freedoms and the privileges that we have today. Amen. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing in our nation, we're seeing it in the laws that are being passed and made, and in the attitudes. I don't know if you saw this. I saw a YouTube clip of the Democratic National Convention a couple of weeks ago when they left God out of their platform, and they left Jerusalem as the nation of Israel out of their platform. And so they wanted to bring that back because they realized it was a mistake to do so. People were talking about it, and so they thought, well, we got to put that back in. So the chairman brought it to the Congress at that convention to put the name back in. It takes a two-thirds majority to do that. And so he moved that they put the name of God, our God, and Jerusalem as the capital of Israel back in their platform. And he called for a vote, and would you believe that it was voted down? A majority of people didn't want God in their platform. So he called for it again, and you know what? It was voted down the second time. And he called for it the third time, and it was voted down the third time. But as the chairman, he said, well, he said, we have a majority. It passes. There was no majority. God was booed at a national congress and cast out of their platform. Now, they put it back in because a man overrode the will of the congress. But that's why it's there. What am I saying today? I'm just letting you know the environment that we're in right now. Amen. We are living in an anti-Christ, anti-God environment in our world today. Amen. And so I just want you to know that. And you know the events that happened this week, that our embassies, three embassies, were attacked this week. Four Americans died because of it started out under the guise of somebody made a video that defamed the Prophet Muhammad. And that was the guise. That's not the reason, but that was the guise that all happened under. Amen. Well, Jesus has been defamed and defiled by men from the beginning. Amen. What was it Jesus said? He spoke to, when he was before Pilate, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom were of this world, my disciples
would fight for me. He said, but my kingdom is not of this world. Amen. And that's true, isn't it? This is an eternal kingdom. This is a heavenly kingdom. Amen. And so we're not, you know, every time somebody says something bad about Jesus, we're not going to pick up a sword and try to kill him. We're going to pray for him, try to make him a brother, try to convert them to faith in Jesus Christ. That's our job. Amen. Isn't that what we're trying to do? That's our calling, isn't it? Amen. Isn't that what he told Peter? He said, hey, put up your sword. Amen. That's not what I come here to do. I didn't come here to kill people. I came here to save people. Amen. Shake your head like this right here. Amen. He said, pray for those that despitefully use you. Amen. People that hate you, said you pray for them. Don't kill them. Pray for them. They disagree with you, pray for them. Amen. Let's stand together, shall we? Aren't you thankful for that name today that's above every name? You know what? It still causes the sick to be healed. It still cleanses sin. It still washes sinners. Thank God for the name of Jesus Christ. There's no name like this name. There's all power and all authority in that name. Hallelujah. Amen. I think of a sister that was going through a most horrific trial. She had been drugged to by the state of Nebraska because she had a Christian school. They were charging her thousands of dollars a day as fines. Had locked her school, couldn't get in, and took her to court to shut down the school. And she was there. She was sick in body. She had heart problems at that time, and tried to get a doctor's excuse, and the judge said no. In spite of all that, you still got to be here, sick in body and in every way down. But she was sitting in court one day, and the lawyer was just up there just ripping her to shreds, and she just said a little prayer. She said, Jesus, I can't take anymore. Please help me. And when she said that, the Lord allowed her to see an angel step between her and the lawyer. And that lawyer that was just firing one accusation question after the other, he just shut up and said no more questions and sat down. Amen. God's able to do that, folks. He can shut up your enemies. He can protect you in the hour of your weakness, in the hour of your trouble. We serve a great God. Amen. And His name is? And His name is? Amen. That's the name above all names. Praise God.
Amen, amen. I am so glad to know the name of my Savior this morning. Amen. To be able to call upon Him by first name, the one who pulled me up out of the muck and the mire. Amen. The one that justified my life. The one that set everything straight. Why don't we spend a moment just worshiping the name of Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, I've come to worship You this morning.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. And bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Man, it is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We had such a good Sunday school lesson this morning. Praise the Lord. Man, I can't sit down neither. Amen. That's just awesome. You can be seated if you'd like. I just realized I still had everybody standing. Sorry about that. Praise the Lord. That's all right, though. It's good if we get our adrenaline flowing. That you know, I did a little study, and I looked up on the internet of different hate organizations. You know, I couldn't find an Easter Bunny hate organization. Nobody hates the Easter Bunny. And he is a fictitious character. He can't do nothing for you. There ain't a Santa Claus hate group. There ain't one. Nobody hating on the Tooth Fairy. So why does everybody hate this imaginary God that we serve? Amen. I don't get it. Because there's power in the name. Amen. You can call on the Easter Bunny all day long. He ain't going to show up but once a year, and it's going to look like the eggs that you died. Amen. But you can't do what Jesus did. Amen. You eventually find out that Santa Claus was really Mom and Dad. But Mom and Dad can't save you. Mom and Dad can't deliver you from your sins. Amen. But Jesus can. Amen. That's what we came here to do this morning, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a few announcements. I don't know what they are, so I'll make some up. I'll just give you the usual ones. Be here at 5:30 tonight. Prayer starts right here at the altar. That's where church starts. That's where it ought to start. That's where it ought to end. That's where we're going to do it. Amen. So when you come in 5:30 for prayer, man, pick a spot and pray. That's the best way to do that. If you do come in at 5:30 and you don't wish to pray, please be observant of the people who are. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sanctuary Choir is at 4:30 today.
Sanctuary Choir at 4:30. Youth, we got anything going on Friday night? Not this Friday. Utes, y'all can go congregate amongst yourselves this weekend. Amen. Praise the Lord. So other than that, that was the announcements. Brother Jerry, do you have the prayer list up? There wasn't one put out. Amen. Does anybody have a need? Just lift your hand. Amen. Because I promise you, God knows. He ain't the Easter Bunny. Amen. He ain't Santa Claus. You ain't got to send him a list. He already knows what the problem is. Remember my guys in jail? I was over at the Mark W. Michaels unit yesterday. Let me tell you something. Those guys know you pray. Because they ask me every time I go, have your church pray for us. So there are 15,000 offenders.